You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. Today's episode is brought to you by Savage Mountain Punk Festival. All right, here's the deal. It takes place in August. We don't know which dates. If you go to the .com site, it says August 11th and 12th. If you go to the Facebook, it says what, 19th and 20th?
19th and 20th.
So it's one of those two weekends. I'm going to have to get a hold of the promoter and find out which is correct. Brendan made a good point. You could just go on the 11th and stand there until the 19th. If it's not, to stay there for the week and a half.
Yeah.
The doors
will open. Eventually, the bands are going to show up, so you'll see a show eventually.
Eventually.
But who knows which weekend it's going to be.
I will. Luckily, it's not till August, so I will figure that out. According to the website, which is www.svgmtnpunkfest.com, it's 11th and 12th. Get your tickets. Top right-hand screen, you will see the thing to click on to buy them. And even in there, it says it's the 11th and 12th. So I'm assuming that's it. There's 19 bands playing. We got three of the bands on the show today to play for you guys. It's awesome. We also have a... Well, before I get to that... let's see. It's this is located in... you remember the name of the town? The actual... I don't have it written in my notes.
Frostburg, Maryland.
Now, this is 2 hours centrally located from Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Harrisburg, and D.C. So if you were in those areas, it's only a two-hour drive for you. I would suggest going. And on top of that, we have a three-day pass we're going to give away. Oh, I got that written down wrong. Three-show pass, 2 days. Oh. I'm sorry, that's my fault. The show is 2 days. 2 days, three shows. Yep. I think there's a show Friday night and then two shows Saturday. Yep. And I've got the three-show pass to give away. We will be doing that later this month. I will be doing it through my Instagram page. So I suggest start following me at Empathica Smitty. We will be doing the giveaway and be on the lookout through there. I'll have something you can... you'll see it pop up and get yourself a pass to all three shows. That'll be pretty awesome. Also, later in the show, we have a exclusive song from Casket Robbery. They have an EP coming out in August. And we were fortunate enough to get the only release on that. So you're going to only hear it here. We're going to play that later on. And they're also on tour, so we will talk a little about that later on as well. I wanted to talk to you about that Metallica show, Brendan.
Yeah. Did you get rained on, or were you underneath
an overhang? We were just underneath the overhang.
Oh,
the
barely.
Seats in front of us were fucking soaked. We were not.
Oh,
it was. Lucky. We got lucky. Very lucky. Now, we drove out to St. Louis, which from where we are located is 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're on the Illinois side. 20 minutes downtown. I met a guy from work at the, what was the name of it? Is it the Budweiser Brew House?
I have no idea.
It's in that ballpark village. met him there about 3-ish. Sat in there until about... Fuck, I don't know. 6 or 7, maybe.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Had dinner and shit. And then and the rain started while we were there.
Yeah. Okay.
It started storming. It was raining. Uh-huh. Pissing real hard. Then it kind of started letting up, and we decided to head to the stadium. Yeah. Got into the stadium. It's still raining. We started heading up to our levels, and he was up top somewhere. We were in the... I think it's called the Redbird Club.
Okay.
I don't know, but which is, this was also by chance too. And I've been to a ball game there before in this section. It has its own like concession stands and bathrooms.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't have that section, they don't let you in.
Yeah, okay.
Which, it's not like you're close.
Yeah.
So
it's not VIP area.
No, it's just a little. It's kind of private, but at the same time, it's not. But like we just happened to have those tickets in there, so my buddy from work couldn't get in.
Yeah, okay.
Not a big deal. So we go in there, and me and the old lady are in there, and we're in the building behind glass before you go out to your seats.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of stepped out there for a second to see, and I like counted the rows down because I can't remember. I think we were row 5.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, and I think it went up to 16, 15 or 16 to where the top row was in that section. So I started like kind of trying to count down, just eyeballing it. And I told her, I'm like, I think we're going to get fucking wet.
Yeah.
So we just hung back in the building because you could sit there at this long like table up against the glass. I could still see what was going on. And we sat there until about, I don't know, maybe half hour before Metallica came on, before we went to our actual seats. Uh-huh. And of course, we get down there, and I seen that we were just underneath the overhang, and they had to kick two people out of our seats that were sitting there. Yeah. But like I said, we got super lucky because it didn't stop raining until maybe halfway through their set. It was good. It was a good show.
Yeah, I looked at the set list after the fact, and there were a lot of good songs and not so much crap songs that I don't care to hear.
Yeah, they didn't play anything off of Reload, if I remember correctly.
Fuel?
That's Load.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit. Okay.
I think. Isn't it?
I don't own either of those albums.
Hold on. I can look that up right now. But, either way, so nothing off of Saint Anger, which is
why would you
even play that? I would actually just release a statement that whole album was just a joke.
Yeah.
Got you guys.
10 years after the fact.
Yeah, 10 years after the fact. We were bored. We were really drunk, and we just wanted to fuck with you guys. That's why we recorded that album. Here we are. Let's see. Reload. Nope, you're right. That is Reload.
Yeah, okay.
So they didn't play anything off of Load, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that one was on. Okay, so they played that. Nothing off of... So they pretty much played off everything off their first 4-5 albums. One off of Reload. And then just songs off their newest album.
Yeah.
Nothing off of Death Magnetic, Saint Anger, which I don't know why I like Death Magnetic. It wasn't that bad of an album.
Yeah, I'd never heard the whole thing, but apparently it's supposedly better than...
It's better than the stuff they've been releasing.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring that up to you, too. So we had talked about this on a previous episode, how I got the album from when I bought the tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I said I listened to it, but it just didn't do anything for me. So after hearing some of those songs live, and this happens to me all the time. Sometimes I don't get impressed with stuff until I hear it live. So they played some of the newer stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, all right. I'm going to go back and listen to it now.
Uh-huh.
It's a 2-disc set. I've listened to the first disc now a few times at work.
Uh-huh.
The second disc, I only went through it once. So far, my feelings are on it. The first disc isn't bad.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. Is it anything like what they used to be?
Yeah.
No. You're going to have to get over that right now. Everybody's thinking that they're going to bring another Kill 'Em All record out. It's not going to happen. So you got to get over that point. But the first CD at least isn't bad. The second one, I got to give it another time.
Yeah.
That was at the end of the day for me. I know when I made it to it. And the end of the days for me at work are crazy. And my head's a mess, so... There's probably a lot I missed. You haven't heard it at all?
Nope. I heard one song on the radio. Something about Atlas or something like
that. Okay. That is the second track off the...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard it, I recognized it. I was like, holy shit, that's Metallica. Like, it actually sounded like Metallica.
Right.
Like, before the singing, before the vocals, before anything, I was just like, oh shit, that's Metallica. And I didn't know if it was their new stuff.
Yeah.
If it was off Saint Anger, if it was off Death Magnetic, if it was off Load, if it was off...
Right. Yeah, that's off their new one.
I had no idea. It's just something I wasn't familiar with, but I immediately recognized it as Metallica.
Cool.
Because they sounded like Metallica.
Right. And that's why, that's how I feel. At least the first disc, I enjoyed it. I will keep that on my phone, probably listen to here and there. I got to go through the second one again, just because, like I said, I've got two copies of it.
Yeah.
So I'll give you one. Because when, when I bought the tickets, it came with, every ticket you bought came with the new album. And when they sent me the email, do you want the digital download or physical? I was like, motherfucker, you're going to give me a physical. I paid $130 a seat, but you're going to give me something you had to make some money on.
Free shit.
Yeah, you had to pay to make that CD. I know it wasn't very much, like $3, but I'm getting my $3 back. So I'll give it to you. I don't need two fucking copies of it. Other than that, my only, I only have two complaints.
And you're probably just going to turn it into a digital copy anyway.
I did. I just put it on the computer, so I'll never listen to the CD. Ever. I will never put the CD in. That's exactly what I did. I just loaded it into iTunes and put it on the phone. But no, I seriously, I only did that to get the physical copies because it cost them money. Fuck you. You've charged me $130 for tickets. You're going to give me a physical copy. If the tickets were like $50, I'd have said, just give me the digital download. I don't need any of that. Yeah. So my only two complaints on the show, and they're pretty minor. One, they didn't play So What.
Yeah.
I like that song. It's just hilarious. Especially because I know there's like kids in the audience. So like I said, pretty minor complaint. My bigger complaint out of the two, get better opening acts.
Who was it? It was people I don't care about. I don't remember.
So let's get into that. The original tour...
It was like Five Finger Death Punch.
No, hell no. I would have, unless they were on different.
I don't know. It was some band that I don't care about.
From my understanding, it was supposed to be Avenged Sevenfold.
Okay, that's be who I'm thinking of.
Which I don't like them. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
I know a lot of people like them. They just don't do anything for me. Okay. Don't care for them. It's supposed to be them, Volbeat, and Gorgeera.
Okay.
But I think different cities got different bands. Because all we had was Volbeat.
Okay.
And a local band. Did you hear about this?
No.
So they did this thing, and I don't know if they did this in every city, but they did a... they want a local band from the area to open the show.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, there is a local band that... well, they're from the area, and I know we've talked about them, called Blackfast.
Okay, yeah.
From Edwardsville.
Yeah.
And they're a national act. They're on a label. Uh-huh. They've got two full-length albums out, this and that. I guess they were one of them that were up to play, and you could vote for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I voted for them, because they've been awesome. They're super thrashy, raspy-ass vocals, almost death, but not quite.
Yeah.
Exactly what you want. These guys are young. They're in, like, young 20s, I think. Uh-huh. Maybe mid-20s. The old school feel would have been fucking perfect. So I was like, hell yeah, I like these guys. I want to see them play the show.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard of Local H?
I've heard the name. I don't know.
They're from Chicago.
Okay.
So a local band won it from Chicago. What the fuck is that? We're in St. Louis.
300 miles away?
Yes. And the best thing I saw about it was, because I looked it up online, and there was an article, and I can't remember who posted it, but it was... The headline of the article was non-local band, Local H, wins local show in St. Louis for Metallica. It was hilarious. And so we weren't even in the stadium when they played.
Oh, really?
No, hell no. We were still over across the street.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of shitty. Especially out of all the local bands in St. Louis. I'm not saying that everybody's awesome, but what the fuck? They're not even from the city.
I'm sure Metallica's playing in Chicago.
I would imagine they had toward it. Yeah.
Local H play at the Chicago show.
Right.
Someone else at the St. Louis.
That's like, oh, well, we're a local band from St. Louis. We'll go play in L.A.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't care if you're 300 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
You've no business here. Like you said, play in the fucking Chicago show.
Yeah.
Get a band from St. Louis. That was the whole fucking idea.
If you're going to do that, yeah.
And I think Local H isn't even metal.
Aren't they?
No, I don't think. Idea. I think they're more just like a fucking
rock band.
Rock. So it's like, get out of here. And Volbeat, I know they're pretty popular.
I have no
kind
idea.
Kind of metal-ish.
Yeah.
They're not like super heavy or nothing, but like they're, to me, they're boring. Yeah. If you like them, sorry. That's just my feeling on it. You know me. I like the aggressive shit. Yeah. They are not aggressive to me, but they're pretty popular. So that was my biggest plan. I think they could have done better getting better opening acts. Because I would have put my ass in the seat earlier, for sure. Yeah. But I didn't. I dicked around and just waited for Metallica. I just think, you know, so I pretty much paid $130 Wow. Double that because, you know, it took the old lady. So roughly after service charges and all that, it was like damn near $400 But so I spent damn near $400 to see one band.
Yeah.
I feel a little better when it's at least three.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But it was a good time. She loved it. It was great. Sounded great. I was afraid of that. Really? It sounded good. Yeah. It was loud as fuck. My ears were ringing the that fucking night.
I've never been to the new Bush Stadium. It's not round like old Bush Stadium, is it? It's like more amphitheater-y.
No, like it's still... Again? I mean...
Because I'm thinking old Bush Stadium, which was round, would just be all echoey and sound...
This bad. Was... I mean, it's still round, but it's like... I guess that maybe it is more of a egg shape if you think about it. Yeah, because where we were sitting on the first base side. And if you look, if you were sitting home plate and looking straight across, it's more of a walkway over there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's not seats going completely around it.
Yeah.
So there's more people walking. Well, the back of the stage was facing that. And so everything was facing us. And you had the foul poles that go at the end of first and third. There were seats from there wrapped like horseshoe to there. There was nothing beyond those that would, 'cause that went back behind the stage. I was impressed. It was, like I said, it was loud as shit. And I didn't expect, I mean, I expected to be able to hear everything fine, but my fucking ears were ringing afterwards. So it was just like, shit, you know, it was cool. I definitely was worried about that too. I was like, fuck, it's going to sound like shit inside the stadium. But then I also felt, you know, this isn't their first rodeo. The people have been storing at stadiums for years. True. So, you know. But it was cool. It was a good show. It sucked that it fucking rained.
Yeah.
It'd been nice to be able to chill out and sit out there in nice weather. But
it was 75 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, because I would have had that overhang over me. So I wouldn't have to worry about getting my ass burnt off. Yeah, it was... a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We got down to this. We got down that area about 3 o'clock. Mm. And I was like, oh, we're down here early. We're going to get down there early and go hang out at the ballpark village. And we'll just hang out till the show starts. Nobody else will be doing that. Fuck, was I wrong? Because I got there at 3 o'clock and I was like the last one there. I was like, fuck me. Walked in the ballpark village and it was insane. And it was kind of funny because there was family sitting in there. Like with their little, like with kids and babies trying to eat in that same place we were at. And they, you know, they, everybody's fucking like, walking around in black Metallica shirts. They're probably thinking, what the fuck is going on here? That's hilarious. Let's get into a first song here. Who we got?
Okay. Looks like the band Bone Storm, which is a fucking super awesome band name. If they took that from the episode of The Simpsons where Bart Simpson steals the video game Bone Storm from the local try and save whatever store. Because that looked like a fucking awesome game. It was Santa Claus shooting people. I don't know what the fuck it was. But yeah, that was a good episode of The Simpsons. So if they took the name from that game in that cartoon, then that's fucking awesome. But anyway, this is Bone Storm playing the song Heaven's End.
We'll be right back.
That was the song Heaven's End by the band Bone Storm. They are out of Central Connecticut and or Eastern Virginia. You can find them at facebook.com/wearebonestorm.
Right on. Talking about that Metallica show.
Yes.
It made me think of Bill. He always calls the song Sad But True. Calls it Sand Patrol. Because when he was a kid, that's what he thought they were saying. So when I told him that, I'd scream that out whenever they'd play the song, which they did play. I did not scream that out. But it's funny, though, you know, because so anytime he's ever brought that song up, it's always Sand Patrol, not Sad But True. And the this made me think about how many songs do you know out there where it's like that?
Yeah.
You know damn well it's not what they're saying, but one for me was Typos. Oh, fuck. The hell is the name of the song? Gravity, I think, off their first album.
Yeah.
But I heard the live version, the fake live version before the original, and on the fake live version, it always sounds like he's saying... It's justifiable.
Oh, yeah.
And on the live, I always thought, I knew this wasn't what he was saying, but it sounded like he was saying, I'm just a fireball. So I always used to sing that out whenever I was coming on, knowing damn well that's not what he's saying, but it's like, fuck. Oh, shit.
That's like a Jimi Hendrix song, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy, instead of Kiss This Guy.
Oh.
And then there's an AC/DC song also, Dunder Chief. Dirty Deeds, Thunder Chief.
Thunder Chief. Yeah, there's some other songs I've got that sounds like they're saying stuff that I can't even say on the air. But it's like, oh, I know they did not just say that. When you look at the lyrics, you're like, oh, okay, they did. It's like, oh, shit.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense. It's like, fuck. What we got next?
Looks like the band White Nails playing the song Shanghai'd. Shanghai'd.
It's one of those. It's either spelled wrong or we just don't know how to pronounce it. Here you go.
That was White Nails playing their song Shanghaied. They are out of Quebec, Canada, and you can find them on facebook.com/whitenailsmusic.
Awesome, awesome. So the next three bands we got are going to be at the Savage Mountain Punk Festival.
Alrighty.
So, like I said, I'm working the dates out, trying to figure out what the real dates are. I would assume that it's the 11th and 12th, just because that's what's on the .com site.
Uh-huh.
So I just actually emailed them, so I'm hoping maybe we'll get lucky and he'll email me back before the show's over and I can actually correct it. If not, I'll correct it eventually. But this show looks like it's going to be super fucking awesome. There is 19 bands. I wish we were a hell of a lot closer so we can go.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But I think you'll definitely want to check this out. If you're into punk, you'll want to go there. And like I said, it's only 2-hour drive from Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Harrisburg, and D.C., so you really have no excuse. It's a Friday and Saturday. You can recover Sunday. That's how that works. So let's get to the first band.
Looks like it's the Ailments playing I'm a Tourist.
Let's do this.
I'm a Tourist by the Ailments. They're out of Annapolis, Maryland. You can find them at facebook.com/theailments, spelled T-H-E-A-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
Cool. Now this next band we have for you is called The Undead. This is Bobby Steele, formerly of the Misfits, yep. band. What were the years he was in the Misfits? Was it 78 to 80 or?
They started in 77. I thought he was the first guitarist. They didn't have a guitarist at first, did they?
I'm not sure. I thought it said he was a second, but I could be wrong.
I think their very first EP, they had someone playing electric piano, whatever the fuck that is. Sounds like a keyboard to me. But yeah.
Okay. So all right. But it was either, I don't know, he started in the 70s and was out by 80, I believe.
Yeah, I guess Doyle replaced him.
I think something so. Like that. I think so. But he's going to be there with his band, The Undead.
And they've been around for a while.
Since the 80s. Yeah, 81, I believe. Okay. I think he went from the Misfits straight to that, if I'm correct. So he's been around a while. So, yeah, this isn't his first rodeo. Yeah, so that's that alone right there. I don't know why you're not going to go to the show.
Yeah.
Shit, it's right there. What's the name of the song we're doing?
Looks like Shadows.
All right, let's do this.
That was The Undead playing their song Shadows. They're out of New Milford, New Jersey. You can find them at facebook.com/theundeadband.
Hell yeah. That, man, I'm just regretting more and more not being able to go to this damn show. Yeah, we're going to have to make it a point one of these days to get out to a show like that.
Yeah.
It's just not really, I mean... It's far for us, but not like driving to California far. You know what was it? Probably like day.
Go to Milwaukee Metal Fest fucking 20 years ago. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, I know.
That's
always
that's closer than this one.
Right.
Yeah.
that would have been super awesome to go to.
Well, actually, I lived in Guam at the time, so it was,
a little hard. A little harder for you to get there. The Milwaukee Metal Fest for us would have been what, 6 hours?
Yeah,
7 maybe at most. Because on the other side of Chicago.
Yeah.
So that'd be the nightmare to get through. But this one for us, I don't know. What do you think? 15-hour drive?
Yeah,
16? Because it's out by your brother, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little closer than him. It's probably a little too far for a one-day drive.
Right. Oh, no. I knew it'd be too far for a one-day, but make a little trip out of it would have been cool. But maybe next year. Maybe next year. We'll see what's going on. So we got another band from the Punk Fest.
Looks like it's Defiant Brood playing the song The Urge. That was The Urge by the band Defiant Brood. They're out of Cumberland, Maryland. And you can find them at facebook.com/Defiant Brood Band.
Awesome. Remember, you want tickets for that Savage Mountain Punk Festival, go to www.svgmtnpunkfest.com. Top right hand of the screen, you'll see where to click. Click it, get on there, and get your tickets and go to that. You don't want to miss it. It sounds like it's going to be killer. Now, next up, we got the Casket Robbery special release. Special for us. You're going to hear it here first. They have an EP coming out.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. That is the word I was looking for. Sorry. Tongue-tied over here. They've got an EP coming out in August. I looked on their Facebook page, and that's all I could find. It's in August. I didn't see a date. And it might have been me just not digging deep enough. But either way, it's coming out in August. They are on tour right now. go to their Facebook page, which we will put up there after the song. You'll write on their what do you call that, cover page that goes on the top of Facebook. Is that what that's called?
I have no idea.
At the top of the, when you go to their page, it's got their whole tour listed right there, all the dates. You want to go to this and you want to check this out.
June 27th, they're in Houston, Texas. June 30th, they're in Scottsdale, Arizona.
There you go. Cool. That is fucking brutal. So without further ado, here is Lilith off the new EP.
That was Lilith by Casket Robbery. They are out of Madison, Wisconsin. And you can find them at facebook.com/casketrobbery.
Brendan, I want to apologize for stealing your job right before there and announcing the name of the song.
Quite all right.
Okay. I know. I figured it was. You didn't yell at me, so. Next band we got up. Their drummer is actually on tour with Casket Robbery right now, which is fucking awesome. And Derek's going to be in the studio here. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say studio? I meant pantry. He's going to be in the pantry with us in July sometime, working out dates right now to get him on here and spill all the beans.
Shoot the shit.
Get the adventure of touring with Casket Robbery for this tour. That's right. You boys better treat them nice because we're going to get to hear all the shit. Or at least have some goddamn adventures. I want some crazy damn stories. Go for it, Brendan.
This is Rail Hazer playing on Spires. That was On Spires by the band Railhazer. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at facebook.com/railhazer or railhazer.bandcamp.com. And that's spelled R-A-I-L-H-A-Z-E-R.
You can pick up the new album by them, The Null and the Void, at their Bandcamp page. It's a digital copy. It's like $8. Pick it up. I got mine yesterday. They will actually have physical copies and vinyl. I believe it's going to be released next month. Not sure the dates on that yet, but definitely want to snag you up a copy. This next band we have is also from St. Louis.
I actually saw them several months ago when they opened for Absu.
Oh, cool.
They were fucking awesome.
Cool. I've been wanting to see them. I haven't had a chance, but I am going to get my chance on the 28th of June because they are going to be performing at the Goat Horror Show, and I am going to fucking be there.
I'm going to try to be there.
So that's at FUBAR.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a killer show. So killing two birds with one stone right there, seeing both those guys. What do we got then?
The name of the band is Bastard, which is an awesome band name.
Awesome.
And the name of the song is Murderous End. That was Murderous End by the band Bastard. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri. And you can find them at facebook.com/bastardstl or bastard666.bandcamp.com.
Fuck yeah. I am very excited to see these guys. What we got next, Brennan?
Looks like a band called The Methmatics playing the song Drones. That was Drones by The Methmatics. They're out of Baltimore, Maryland. And if you want to find them on the internet, you can type in facebook.com/the-methmatics-298823240316358 to get to their Facebook page. Or you could go to google.com. Type in The Methmatics and click on the first link, which will take you exactly there, which is what I did.
What was their website again? No, I'm joking. Yeah, suggestion, fellas, I would change that part of it.
Make it a bit simpler.
A little simpler. But yeah, right. type them in Google and they'll pop. It'll be the first thing that pops up.
Methmatics, M-E-T-H-M-A-T-I-C-S. And yeah, there you go.
There you go. Awesome. You know, I forgot to mention, Brennan.
Yep.
I'm going to bring this up now. So, we had to start over, which I, on the podcast, well, we got a new hosting site. The hosting site we were on was terrible, as far as analytics go.
Analytics. Whatever.
Whatever the fuck it's called. I couldn't find out downloads, nothing.
Yeah.
It, when I first got on there, everything worked fine, even though it gave me bare bones information, and I didn't know any better that I'd probably want a little bit more information. So as it was going, now nothing shows up. I go to click on an episode to see how many downloads or how many visits. It never even loads anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking stupid. So we moved to a different hosting site, which all the episodes are available there. Everything transferred over, no problem. But as far as our iTunes account, and I'm assuming Google Play is going to go, well, I know Google Play is going to be the same way, it's gone. It's wiped out.
Yeah, okay.
So we were practically starting over from iTunes and Google Play. Which, now that I'm thinking about it, I haven't even fucked with Google Play yet. Yeah. So, we are in process. By the time this episode airs, everything should be up and running back on iTunes. So I'm asking everybody to please resubscribe, because if you're subscribed to the old link, you are not going to get the new episodes. So I'm hoping I'm gonna post stuff on Facebook and stuff also about it. But yeah, if you're subscribed to the old thing, then you're not gonna get any new episodes, because I had to start it over, and that's why I just bit the bullet and did it now, since we're only 14 episodes in instead of waiting till later on down the road. But it sucks I had to do it, but I'm on a much better site, and well, wish I would have known about this site before I went with the previous one. But it is what it is. So with that being said, let's go on to the next one.
This is Hyper Fury playing the song Manipulation. We'll be right back. That was Manipulation by the band Hyper Fury. They're out of Memphis, Tennessee. And you can find them at facebook.com/hyperfury.
Awesome. And that song is off their new EP, I believe. It's either a full length or EP.
It says here Diamonds EP.
Okay. Either way, it's available. It just came out, I believe, this month. There'll be links to where you can get it at on Facebook, on their Facebook page for sure. You definitely want to check that out. We got one more for you. It's going to remind everybody if you can, where you can find us at Empathica Radio. You can find us on facebook.com/empathicaradio. Instagram, you can find me at Empathica Smitty, the show at Empathica Radio. We are now on Twitter, which I really don't fucking like Twitter, but just trying to get the show out there to every possible medium I can. I think that is at Empathica Smitty as well. We have 4 followers, so I'm feeling pretty good about it. I honestly don't post that much on there. I don't think people... I just never understood Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want me to tell you that I'm every fucking...
taking a dump?
Yeah, I'm taking a dump right now. Fuck you. I mean, I get it. I'm just trying to get the show out to every medium I can. If you can, leave a 5-star review on iTunes for us. The reason we ask you to do that is because the more reviews we get, the higher up our episode, our podcast will bump up the ranks. The higher we are, the easier people are going to find the show, which means more people are going to hear your bands. So I'm begging for the bands and any fans that are listening, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes, especially now since they're all gone.
Yeah.
Since I had to start over. Fuck. Yeah, please. I think that's it on the... Oh. I'd like to thank Alex of Devourer of Heaven for sending us t-shirts and a CD. That's super fucking awesome. Thank you. All right, Brendan, let's end this.
I'm going to play the song Empire Dead by Devourer of Heaven. They're out of Los Angeles, California, and you can find them at facebook.com/devourerofheaven.
Awesome. So we will see you guys in a couple weeks.